Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Guys, it's been a little break since I released the last episode, so I apologize. I know a lot of you look forward to the episodes each week. It's been a little while. I actually went to Miami on a business networking and educational event. I'm a part of a mastermind, and the company is based in Miami. Fantastic event. Learn a hell of a lot. Guys, you know me. Doesn't matter how long I've been in the industry, learning, growing. This year, I spent a lot of money on my education. Just to give you a bit of an understanding of this, so far this year, I've done $34,000 on my education, all right? Investing in masterminds, mentors. And you got to pay to play. You know, you have got to pay to play. You know, I'm continually trying to drive the business forward with our team to help you guys to get better. You know, bringing great people into the company to help you get better. Great coaches, great marketers, coaches to support me, help inside the coaching programs because we're growing. And with that, I want to go and reach out to different companies that are doing well and kind of doing already the things that we want to do or are doing and seeing if we can do them any better. So, you know, first thing I want to say to you is, you know, I'm still learning, I'm still growing. And the topic of today's podcast, I want to talk to you about something that I discussed in my book. I didn't discuss it at length, but so many of you said to me, I loved the bit in your book where you talked about the many hats of a professional. And this is a kind of concept that I came up with because as I've been through my career, you know what? The thing I've struggled with the most is just juggling everything. Like, wow. Every single month, year, whatever. I mean, I've gone on courses. I mean, even coming back from this one in Miami, there's so much new information. And I'm like, God, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to try this. I've got to try that. And I don't say I'm lucky I'm in a situation. I've been doing this a long time. But I'm in a position right now where there's new stuff that we can bring in. There's different people in different departments that can kind of take the responsibility of certain different things. I can delegate things out. But I did a post recently. I'm going to get onto the hats of a professional. But I did a post recently on something that I kind of coined business maturity. Okay. And I was trying to allude to it. Actually, do you know what was funny? It was, you'll get this, right? You'll get posts that just, you think this is sick. What a great post. This is going to go down really well. And it bombs. And so that bombed. It was a reel. I was talking about business maturity. But here's the thing. The stuff that gets the highest engagement is not necessarily the stuff that I want to talk about. It's the stuff that you guys want to hear. And I put a mixture of stuff out that I'm like, listen, I want to say this topic. Even if it's not, you're going to fall on deaf ears. And it kind of did fall on deaf ears a little bit. So I wanted to elaborate a little bit in the podcast. So, and it will lead on nicely to many hats of a professional. Because business maturity, I'm still learning. When I went to this networking event, this business event, I realized how much I'd still got to learn about entrepreneurship, business, growing my business, scaling my business. And it's the same thing with training. You got training maturity, right? Training age, as we call it in the fitness industry. I didn't say to somebody, how long have you been training? My kind of, what I looked at training age was how long have you been training? Well, training, if you know what I mean. People would come in and say, oh yeah, I've got a training age of 15 years. I've been in the gym for years. And I get them on one set of the leg extension and they're battered. And I go, okay, your training age begins today. Properly training age, I call it. Okay. So that's like training maturity, right? You can't expect somebody to go from two plates on the hack squat to six plates on the hack squat. You got to work up to it. You got to mature in the gym. no matter how good you think you're at training, you got to mature. You haven't got the endurance to be able to do 20 reps on the hack squat. You got to build up to that. And it's the same in business. This is the thing I want to talk about today, which is why I'm going to lead on to the many hats of a professional. Business maturity is your ability to essentially juggle and do everything consistently at any one given time that allows you to consistently move forward without being inconsistent, without putting the brakes on. You know, inside our business coaching programs, there are coaches in there that are doing very well financially with great business, great client numbers, and they struggle to juggle everything. You might think, you know, surely when people are doing a lot better, they're able to juggle this stuff. I get to a point with Sarah, my CMO in the business. You know, her and I are like, oh my God, we need to bring somebody else in. We're juggling too much. And then we just get to a point where we're in good place. And then we go, right, we need to bring somebody else in. We're juggling all the time. But I'm in a position that I can delegate. You are not in a position that you can delegate. So you have to juggle a lot of things. And I spoke to somebody today on a call and they said to me, I get up in the morning, I go on the Stairmaster. I get up in the morning and I prepare my food. You know, then I think about like preparing my training and getting everything ready. And I said, do you realize that you've got probably to 11:30 in the day and still done nothing on the business? Then I get behind with my content. I'm like, you need to be strategized. You need to be systemized. Training is something that I do every day. My food is something I do every day, but I get up in the morning and plan what I've got to do. So what I've got to do is say to you right now, like if your primary focus is on all of your training and 20% of your day is focused on the business, you're only going to make 20% of progress. So you have to lower your expectation based upon what's important to you. Now, I'm going to point out to you today a lot of things that really a good professional will need to be good at. But your maturity in business is dependent on whether you can be consistent at this, whether you can juggle everything. So I want to talk you through the hats of a professional. Now, what I do want to say to you here is we have two coaching programs for business. We have Coaching Concierge Build, which is designed to help coaches build the foundations and systems of their business to get to a consistent 5 to 7K per month. And we also have Coaching Concierge Scale, which is coaches earning over 8 to 10K that want to scale their business. We also have the personal training mentorship, which teaches you the science, theory, and practice of coaching. So we have Coach Build Scale. And if you're at this point of the podcast right now and you think, he's talking about business today, he's talking about many hats of a professional, I'm going to talk about everything. The funny thing is, we've got a coaching program that's going to be able to help you to develop your knowledge with coaching and theory and science, build a stable business to 5 to 7K, and then scale it. Like, we want you in our world to be able to take you through the whole journey. And the funny thing is, I'm not all about how much money can we make. Of course, when you get everything right, which we're talking about managing the hats of a professional, when you manage everything, you grow. When you can't manage everything, you're focused on one or two things and they're not the big drivers of the business, you're going to stagnate. So one of the biggest things that we teach in our coaching programs is how to manage the workload. Inside our PT mentorship, we coach you how to manage everything as a personal trainer because there is a lot of overwhelming information. You've got program design, you've got everything you've got to do for your clients. I'll talk about it in a minute. When you're building the foundations of your business, you got to do content creation, you got to do lead generation, you got to do, you got to look after your clients, you got to do your own education. There's so much to go into this. So let me just tell you what the hats of a professional are that we use to basically gauge where we feel somebody needs to be. And then the business maturity is how well you manage all those things. So the titles are operations, marketing and content creation, sales, accounting and finance, research and development, being a professional of your craft. Okay? Six headings. So we consider operations, which is all going to be booking your clients in, managing your diary, replying to emails, communication with clients, customer service. We go through all this and we go, right, well, give yourself a score of between 1 and 10 on efficiency and consistency of booking your clients in, managing your diary, replying to emails, communication with your clients, customer service, holding yourself accountable to your personal professional standards. Do you do that very, very well? Yes, amazingly well. Great, let's look at marketing. Talking to members in the gym, talking to management in the gym, building relationships up with people online, putting your content out online, putting your results out online, okay? Designing lead generation strategies, email marketing, social media, content creation, developing lead generation strategies across all different platforms, and even maybe going down to your website development. Give yourself a score between 1 and 10 for each of those. Oh, I'm not very good at my marketing. Great. Well, how are you going to get new clients? So you need to learn business maturity in marketing. Sarah, my CMO with M10, she basically put a post out yesterday. And she said, most people don't want to do marketing because it's too much work. So you want to go for the nice, shiny stuff that's going to apparently get you clients, right? Well, I'm a long game business coach. I'm somebody who's been in, I say a long game business coach. I am, because I focus on the long game rather than just the quick wins. Quick wins are there to have for everybody. But I've had a business, I've got a business that's going 22 years. And we've got a big database of people. We've got email marketing going out all the time. We've got marketing strategies going out all the time. I'm prepared to put the long, hard work in to build the reputation of the business long term and through marketing channels. So then we look at another hat of a professional. You've got to juggle sales. So at the moment, you've got to juggle the operations, which is literally all the operational stuff behind looking after your customers, your clients, customer service. Then you've got to juggle marketing and content creation, okay, or all the marketing aspects of the business. Then you've got to juggle sales. You've got to get leads to convert. You've got to book sales calls in. You've got to follow up with people. You've got to deliver sales consultations. You've got to follow up with old people. You've got to do outreach, trying to get new clients, whether it's through DMs or however. Where do you score on a scale of 1 to 10 between your commitment and consistency to continually sell within your business? Then you've got accounts and finance, mapping out KPIs, data, figures, tracking income and outgoings, planning and forecasting, invoicing, collecting payments, banking. What? You got to do all that as well. Yes. Yes. So one of the things that we teach inside Coach and Concierge Build, bearing in mind, it starts on the 6th of June. I've been running my business mastermind, which is building the foundations and systems of your business to get to a consistent 5 to 7K in person in London for the last six or seven years. I'm now moving the whole thing online. If you're listening from America, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, Denmark, Ireland, Scotland, England, wherever you are, we're moving the whole thing online. And from June the 6th, you can apply now by sending me a message inside my Instagram. Just send me the message, build. And I'll get my team to send you all the information about it. But I promise you, what I'm talking to you today about, business maturity, hats of a professional. If you're going through all this going, oh my God, how do you learn all this? How do you develop all this? I have a team that will help you. I have a full dedicated website with all of the educational material on here and support teams that help you to be able to develop your business maturity systems and many hats of a professional. But let me get back to it. If you do want to join us, by the way, on the 6th of June, DM me the word build to my Instagram, and then we'll get you in touch with one of my team. Now, juggling accounts and finance. Then we juggle research and development, educating yourself on your current clients, what they need, educating yourself for progression in business and marketing. Where do you score between 1 and 10? What about being a professional of your craft, developing your coaching sessions, delivering your coaching sessions, preparing for your coaching sessions, program design, client support, even doing your own training? Now, all of these fall under the category of many hats of a professional. Operations, marketing, sales, accounting, research and development, and actually just being a good coach. Give yourself a score between 1 and 10 on your ability to be able to manage all of that. Can you manage all of that well? If the answer is no, then you have to lower your expectations as to how fast you're going to be able to progress in this industry. I was speaking to some coaches the other day inside one of our coaching programs, and I was saying, if you went to university and you studied a subject, at the end of university, you don't know your ass from your elbow. You're still struggling, right? And these are people that do business courses, business people that do degrees. They're just completely lost because you then have to mature with the knowledge that you've gained. So imagine you start the fitness industry. You've got no business, no marketing, no accounting, no finance, nothing. All you've done is just, you've done a degree in strength sports and sports science, or you've done a personal training course and you come out and you think, wow, I'm the bee's knees. You're not. Now you need to mature as a coach. You need then also need to mature as a business professional. So one of the things that we do so well, even in our scaling programs, foundational programs for the personal training mentorship or coach and concierge build, we help you mature in the areas relative to where you want to get to. And people don't talk about this because it's like, we want to help you make as much money as possible. Do you know what helps you make the most money as possible? Having a brand, getting results, showcasing your results, being consistent, right? keeping your marketing up. That's what gets you more money. But you have this whole idea that the shiny tactics, the sexy stuff is going to get you a better business. It'll get you potentially some more clients, but you're not going to be here for the long game. You're not going to be nurturing people in the background in terms of lead generation strategies. Marketing's not going anywhere. Nurturing people that don't know you to becoming more familiar with you to ultimately buying your products and services. And I've said this to somebody today. If you don't focus on getting results, every little tactic and shiny little thing that you're seeing right now, tactics and strategies come and go. Building a brand, building a business, building maturity and being here for the long term, that's here forever. So many hats of a professional is all to do with what you're juggling and the ability for you to juggle and learn and apply is aligned with business maturity. And then you lower your expectations as to how much you're going to earn, how many clients you're going to get. You know, it's so important that you understand this kind of philosophy that I've put together, really. Business maturity and understanding hats of a professional. Now, if you do want my help and my team's help to not only build your business and eventually learn how you can take it to the next level, but as I said, we've got very few places left to join us on the 6th of June for Coaching Concierge Build. And if you're listening to this, by the way, and it's after the 6th of June, then guess what? It's not a 6-month intake anymore. You can join us whenever you want. Just send me the word build, and then we'll get my team on to speak to you, send you more information. But for now, please understand that you are maturing, not only in life as a person, but as a professional in business. And the more you learn, the more you've got to juggle, and you've got to juggle these things daily. And if you become very poor at juggling them, you have to lower your expectations as to what's realistically possible. But if you want any of my help, you ask me any questions, please. And also, if you find these episodes helpful, please do me a favor and just share the podcast on your stories. I'm very grateful for your support, as always. And if you have any questions for me, drop me a message on Instagram. I'll always reply. But for now, take care and speak soon.